Hey, Jim Hoffman here from EMS Office Hours. Listen, this week I took a break from the weekly live show, so we didn't do a live show Sunday like we normally do, so we won't be recording for that today. But I did want to post this because I got to thinking, you know, I really do love EMS bloggers, and I have a little bit of a 12-lead ECG or EKG secret to tell you. So before I tell you my 12-lead ECG circuit, I want to tell you how much I do love EMS bloggers. And you know, every profession, every industry, it's got its experts, its leaders, and while they all work in the same field, they have people within that industry or that profession that love a particular facet of it, who master a key part of what they do, or who are a champion for the cause or a specific cause within the industry. Now, this is part of why I love the EMS bloggers. You know, each blogger out there has their own way of maybe getting a point across, focusing on an element of EMS, or even how areas outside of EMS can play a part in our everyday activities. So think about someone like Rogue Medic. You know, he's got points of view out there that a lot of us can really get on board with, we can agree with it, and, you know, he also takes a little bit of a hard line sometimes that it's, you know, one way and that's all there is to it, and he does have some great points of view there. And while we agree, you know, and on these points and things that he's posting on, sometimes, you know, it's not always that easy to change and to implement things that he's suggesting or to act upon. But the good news is that someone like him really starts to get people involved. It gets people thinking about what we can do in EMS, how can we make things better, how we can change things like protocols, pain management, things like that. And it kind of brings to light things that a lot of us in EMS just kind of ignore. You know, we just go every day, day in, day out, and just keep going along to get along. And what about sites like The Social Medic or Droid Medic? And these are the type of great blogs that bring those outside areas into EMS and show how they affect us and how we can better use them in the EMS environment. You know, Social Medic, Facebook, Twitter, things like that. Droid Medic, he talks about the Android smartphone and how we can use that, and some great tips there on how to use your Droid phone to help you in your everyday EMS activities. You know, my friend Greg Fries from EverydayEMSTips.com, he's got a lot of great articles on nice quick tips that you can use in EMS every day. So, of course, that's the name, Everyday EMS Tips, right? But Greg also gives us a look at EMS conferences, a kind of behind-the-scenes stuff, and EMS expos, and how to get the most out of them, what he does when he's there. And I always love Greg's post, too, because he always gives a little peek inside his own little personal day-to-day activities and kind of implements them and shows how they can, you know, kind of reflect EMS lifestyle as well. And did you know that he actually just got done running the New York City Marathon? I got a link here below. You can go check that stuff out. Even here at EMS Office Hours, you know, I try to engage listeners and visitors on topics, and I also in EMS, and I also try to give some insight into things that, you know, help me in the field, help people that I know, my partners, fellow EMS workers, and, you know, and I hope that people that listen can also try to use these tips that I'm talking about, these commentaries that I give, and use them for themselves and kind of format what I'm saying into their own little personal style, their own little personal, you know, kind of niche, you know. But you know what? I'm not always right. And a lot of what I talk about and things that I mention is based on my opinion, my experience, research, some research that I've done personally. But I hope, like Rogue Medic, that it gets you thinking, that it gets you talking to your EMS peers and starts getting the juices flowing and trying to promote some change, trying to promote positive thinking and better treatment and, you know, for your patients and helping you in your day-to-day activities as well. So while I offer a lot of study help, training guidance, and a lot of other information on just about everything EMS, you know, I'm not really an expert in everything EMS, and this is why I love, again, the EMS blog world. I can actually draw on these experts out there, their opinions, and their nationwide, really, points of view. You know, I'm from New York area, and people that bloggers are from all across the country, California, in the Midwest, other people on this side of the country as well. So I can draw on those nationwide points of view when doing my podcast, when I'm creating posts for the blog, and even when I'm talking about my products and my services over at my EMSSEO.com website. You know, take something like mastering 12-lead EKG interpretation. You know, this is a topic that, yeah, you know, I can read 12 leads, I can identify a STEMI, I know how to treat them, but you know what? There's so much on this topic alone. And it's so far that you can get into this topic that it's so great to have someone out there like Tom Boothelet from EMS12lead.com to draw from. You know, I often turn to Tom's blog for help on those 12 leads that I kind of come across or I'm thinking about that just don't fit that textbook version of a STEMI or an EKG irregularity. So I go to his blog, and sometimes he's got some great stuff there to kind of point out things that maybe I missed or could have done better or, you know, something like that. And Tom has great case studies there, and if you visit his blog, you're going to find yourself, I think, you know, being more and more comfortable with reading 12 leads and how patients present with varying rhythms and the treatment that you give and what it might do, what it might not do, or even if you should even be doing it. Listen, I guess by now, you know what, it's not so much a secret, right, about Tom's blog, but if you haven't been there in a while, be sure to go ahead and bookmark it and visit it often. And you know, you never know, the next patient you have may fit into one of those cases that he posted there, and you'll be ahead of the game if you go there and get that education going. You know, I've posted some links below to other blog favorites that I see and I visit on a regular basis, also to Tom's iPhone app on 12-lead ECG Challenge. He's got an app, it's called 12-lead ECG Challenge, and Tom teamed up, he created it and teamed up with Limmer Creative on this app, and so far, you know what, if you check it out on iTunes, and even it's for the Droid as well, they got all great reviews on this app. You know, it's a great app for your iPhone, the iPad, the Droid. It gives 150 sample ECGs and the patients that came from the case studies. I think that's pretty cool. So just so you know too, there's also a web-based app on this 12 ECG challenge. You can look at it on your computer, and also you can look at it on your smartphone as well, as long as you have to be logged into, you have to be internet connection, you have to be logged in to view it if you're using the web-based app. But you know, think about it, what iPhone or Droid doesn't have internet connection nowadays anyway, right? So the web-based app is really cool. So and the other thing I just want to mention real quick, and this is something about the 12-lead ECG challenge, is that I've actually kind of have a little partnership going on with Limmer Creative and my member site TurboMedic. And now what's happening is that premium members at TurboMedic can actually get the 12-lead ECG challenge web-based app as part of their premium membership at TurboMedic. So when you join TurboMedic, you're going to get access to that 12-lead ECG challenge app, as well as their Paramedic Plus Review Plus app as well over at TurboMedic. So just as a side note on that, you know, Limmer Creative, some great guys over there. They leave an EMS education. I'm so proud to have been able to implement these apps into TurboMedic. I know the members are going to benefit from. So, listen, I hope maybe you're going to visit. I got links all through this post. I hope you're going to visit some of these blogs. Leave some comments on these blogs. Let them know what you're thinking about them. If you agree, disagree, give your little tips, your insight into what these bloggers are posting out there too, as well as here at EMS Office Hours. You know, if you don't see your favorite EMS blog here, either in this post or in the link, the other log I listed here below, if you don't see yours there, go ahead and be sure to post some comments here on this page. Let me know what blogs that you like to go to and why you like it. What do you think people can expect from that blog, whether it's something clinical, whether it's just a personal insight, whatever it could be. Make sure you post it below, because I'd like to go ahead and find out. Maybe there's some blogs out there that I'm missing. I'd like to go check them out myself and try to kind of add it to my daily little visit. I try to visit a lot of these blogs on a daily basis because I like to go ahead and see what people have got going on and what's happening and their points of view, because it keeps my creative juices flowing. It keeps my ideas fresh, and you know, I enjoy doing that. So I check these blogs out if you haven't already been checking them out. And again, if I'm missing one here, I might have left it off by mistake, you know, one of the ones that I might go to on a regular basis. But if you have your own favorite blog, please post it in the comments below. Let me know why you like it, what people can expect for it. And be sure to also share this post on Facebook with your Facebook EMS buddies and tweet it if you got a Twitter account as well, and let them know to come check this out and check out all these blogs and the information over here as well, because I'd love to get, you know, more people involved here at EMS Office Hours. So listen, guys, I know a little bit of a long audio for a blog post, but be sure to read the entire post below and click on the links that are here, guys, and take advantage of all the stuff that's out there for EMS professionals. Don't pass up on all this great information. 99.9% of it is free. Take advantage of it. If it's not free, most of it isn't all that expensive. Okay, so go take a look at this stuff, guys. And as always, Jim Hoffman from EMS Office Hours. I'm going to see you Sunday on a new live show, so make sure you check it out. All right? As always, stay safe, gang.